Okay, happy Sabbath, everyone. Do you hear me clear? Thank you, Sister Mindy. Once again, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters, and our young brothers and sisters in Christ. So today's date is May 24, 2025. And before we have our opening prayer, you may put in your prayer request in the chat room. We have Happy Sabbath, Sister Sue. Sister Pam Unspoken, many Unspoken from Sister Mindy, Unspoken from Brother Joe, and Sister Ida. And also Unspoken and Help to Overcome from Sister Hannah. Okay. Sister Luna, prayers for my grandma. Prayers for Jade's mom that he will get better. Okay, we'll pray for her. And for your grandma, healing. Brother Michael Moore, Unspoken. Alvi also has Unspoken. And Sister Barbara, many Unspoken. Also pray for the church in the Philippines that, Satan is attacking us there in the Philippines, the brethren in the Philippines. So please continue in prayer. Many Unspoken from Sister Mary Hill. Many Unspoken, Sister Barbara. Unspoken from Sister Mary and Sister Vanessa. Travel mercies. Next week we are going on a short trip. Mike, Brother Mike, and her. And Sister Sue, Unspoken. I pray for a good Sabbath, more discernment, more wisdom from God, health and spiritual blessings for all our church family and their loved ones, and for improved diet and travel mercies. Okay, that is from Sister Sue. Brother Michael has additional prayer. Praise the Lord to help me fix my car. Oh, amen. That is already a testimony. So I can register my car. Amen, Brother Moore. Right. Any more praises here? Okay. So if you are ready, I invite you to kneel. And, okay, please bow. Let's bow our hearts. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, giver of all, we humbly bow before you, Lord, that you may accept our prayers. We offer to you all the Unspoken and the prayers that were said by your children. And we thank you also for whatever answer you will provide. And please bridle my tongue and those that will speak for you today. Let your words be heard. We pray for travel mercies, for those who are traveling. And we also pray for the good Sabbath, more of wisdom. We also pray for good health, blessings spiritually in all aspects, Lord, and bless your church family that we may be united. And also we pray for those that are sick, Lord, and also those who are traveling back to the Philippines. And yes, Lord, we pray that you refresh us today with the Holy Spirit, and that all your words that we are about to hear, that we can understand them, Lord, and we will be planted in our hearts, and that we may reflect them in our daily lives. Thank you, Father, for the protection, for good health and every blessings, whether it is a trial, chastisement, or it is for our good, and for giving us more strength and more faith to trust in you. Also, please, Father, we pray for the brethren in the Philippines, but protect your larger flock. Satan is trying to destroy the unity that was manifested by your children in the Philippines, Lord. And also for the things that we desire, He even provided, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your love is so amazing. And thank you for the gift of salvation that brings peace in our hearts. We offer all these prayers unto your holy name, our Savior, King for eternity, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, YouTube is censoring our live stream. Okay, yeah, I'll expect that. Okay, so testimony time. You may share your praises and thanksgiving. Imagine this week just passed by so quickly. And we are here again. Praise the Lord for another Sabbath. Every week, all of us are looking forward to this day, the blessed Sabbath day. And I would like to start with my praise. I thank the Lord for everything He has done for us, for providing all our needs, for good health, though we barely have enough sleep this time, dealing with sort of many problems that Satan is trying to hinder the cause. So the grace sufficient for us and for the answered prayer, even those that we didn't ask, those things that we just wanted, He gives us, and sometimes in surprises, so praise God. And amen. Thank you, Father. So in return, we also must be faithful to Him. And of course, we cannot do it alone, only through His grace. Everything we owe unto Him, and we cannot do anything without Him. So praise the Lord, and thank you. All glory to His name. Okay, do I have some praises here? Still typing. We are in chapter 13, and this is now the part 2. Yes, Jesus loves all the people in the world. That's why He suffered for us and gave His life. I see one praise here from Sister Ida. I praise God for the Sabbath, for help, guidance, His words, protection, and answers to prayer. Thank you, Sister Ida, for sharing your praise. Amen, and to God be the glory. All right, Sister Plum says, praise the Lord for another wonderful Sabbath, and every week, and very enjoyable. Hang on, it went up. And a very enjoyable walk in the forest this morning. Wow, a nature walk. Praise the Lord, Sister Pam. Sister Mindy also wants to share her praise. She said, praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings. For my beloved church family, His holy word and the truth He has blessed us with, and His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Yes, His love is so amazing. From Sister Soom. Thank you, Sister Mindy. And now Sister Soom says, I praise the Lord for life, health, joy, my church family, grace, and for Jesus, who I love to walk with all day long, for helping me to finish my new home, so it is a peaceful sanctuary. Amen. To arrange for old wood to be made into a raised bed for growing vegetables. Wow. Starting with your garden. Thank you, gardening, for new garden and for the many, many things I could not list as you would all be here all day long. That's true. When we count all the blessings, so the whole day is not enough. It's been a blessed week, and I give endless thanks. Amen. Thank you, Sister Zoom. Sister Leticia, oh, this is from Sister Luna. Praise the Lord for our church family, also for the Sabbath, because I get to sleep in, okay, because I get to sleep. I praise God for the flowers and the animals. Okay, praise God, Sister Luna. Sister Mary, here's what she wants to share. I want to praise the Lord for His mercy, patience, long-suffering, protection, correction, and the perfect peace that only He can give. For all the blessings that He gives, for the weather, for His loving kindness, and for the beautiful praises. I echo all the praises. Thank you, Sister Mary, and I echo all the praises as well. Praise the Lord. Sister Barbara, she said she praised the Lord for His protection and guidance through my knee operation. Also for His answered prayers. I had reaction to the painkiller. I couldn't take anything for the pain, but the Lord has also helped me there. Amen. Thank you for helping you, Sister Barbara. Praise His name. Another from Sister Sue. I also want to add that I pray for Sister Fran, grandchild who has been having some issues. Yes, we also pray for them, for her sister. For, I don't know who's that, but we will include that in our prayer. Thank you, Sister Sue. And here from Sister Hannah, I want to praise the Lord for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God's loving correction, forgiveness, trials, and bringing us to another Sabbath day. I also would like to praise the Lord for His protection and grace towards me always and this past week. Yes, Sister Hannah traveled far coming back from the Philippines. So praise God for the travel mercies. I was feeling cold, so I put a pot of water going on to the stove for my hot pack to warm up. And while I was waiting, I waited in my bed and ended up falling asleep. Oh no! But I didn't wake up until the morning. And when I wake up into the kitchen, I saw my stove was on. The water was on and no water left. Oh, praise God! That is a, protection. My pot didn't burn and nothing got on fire. Amen for that protection. Glory to God. Yes, indeed. One last thing, I also accidentally had a peanut or something that had peanuts in it. And it had an allergic reaction. By God's grace, I had a bad reaction, but my throat didn't close and I could breathe the whole time, so didn't have to go to the ER after all. God is so kind. Amen. Amen, sister, for healing, for the protection, for the trouble mercies, and for helping you to recover. Praise the Lord. And Sister Jania, praise the Lord for another day to live and for the Sabbath. Slowly helping me adjust in my time. Yes, we're still adjusting. Our body clock is still in the Philippines. And thank God we're slowly adjusting and letting me able to take care of my plants here at my home. My plants or my pet. All right. Oh, yeah. They started to, help me in my gardening. Sister Sum again. Sister Sum says, praise the Lord. Sister Hannah, please always put an arm. Okay. When you leave anything. Oh, that is an advice. Okay. All right. Thank you for that input, Sister Sum. All right, let's go now to our study. Praise the Lord that He protected you. Amen for that. And my forefinger was stinging. Oh, she also had a sting bite last week. But I pulled the stinger out of my teeth and it barely swelled up. And pain was gone in a few minutes. I believe it was a demonic attack, but God said, not today. Amen. See how God protects His children and takes care of us. Amazing. So now we go to our study proper. Chapter 13. This is Paul at Ephesus, part 2, which is found in the Book of Life and Sketches from the Life of Paul, pages 133 to 137. Okay, let's read. As was his custom, Paul had begun his work at Ephesus by teaching in the synagogue of the Jews. So that's where he go first, teaching in the synagogue. He continued to labor there for 3 months. Disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. He at first met with favorable reception, but as in all other fields of labor, he was soon violently opposed by the unbelieving Jews. That is really true. As they persisted in their rejection of the gospel, the apostle ceased preaching in the synagogue. So if they don't want to hear, let's go to another. Okay. Another people are interested. The Spirit of God had wrought with and through Paul in his labors for his countrymen. Sufficient evidence had been presented to convince all who honestly desired to know the truth. But many permitted themselves to be controlled by prejudice, and unbelief, and refused to yield to the most conclusive evidence. After all the presentation, they still cling on their prejudices and unbelief, fearing that the faith of the believers would be endangered by continued association with these opposers of truth. So they are banned as the opposers of truth. Paul separated the disciples as a distinct body and himself continued his public instruction into the school of one Tyrannus, a teacher of some note. So he left and continued his labor to Tyrannus. Paul saw that a great door and effectual was open before him. So God will, if they close their door, God will open a door. Through there were many adversaries. If Ephesus was not only the most magnificent, but the most corrupt of the cities of Asia. Superstition and sensual pleasures held sway over her teeming population. So those are the sins, superstition and pleasure, sensual pleasure. Under the shadow of her idol temples, many idolatry criminals of every grade found shelter, and the most degrading vices flourish. This is where many criminals hide and found shelter. The city was famed for the worship of the goddess Diana and the practice of magic. Here was the great temple of Diana, which was regarded by the ancients as one of the wonders of the world. It's like a Rome now. Its vast extent and surpassing magnificent made it proud not only of the city, but of the nation. Kings and princes had enriched it by their donation. So many money comes in, like in the Vatican. All money, all the donations, all the churches gave their money to the Vatican. The Ephesians viewed with one another in adding to its splendor, and it was made the treasure house for a large share of wealth of Western Asia. So that is the treasure house, the idol enshrined in this sumptuous edifice was a rude and cut image declared by tradition to have fallen from the sky. Upon it were inscribed mystic characters and symbols which were believed to possess great power. When pronounced, they were said to accomplish wonders. When written, they were treasured as a potent charm to guard their possessors from robbers, from disease, and even from death. It's like the rosary. Numerous and costly books were written in Ephesians to explain the meaning and use of these symbols. As Paul, okay, continuing. All right. As Paul was brought into direct contact with the idolatrous inhabitants of Ephesus, the power of God was strikingly displayed through him. The apostles were not always able to work miracles at will. The Lord granted his servant this special power as the progress of his cause or the honor of his name required. Like Moses and Aaron at the court of Pharaoh, the apostle had now to maintain the truth against the lying wonders of the magician. So he faced all the magicians. Hence, the miracle he wrought were of different character from those which he had heretofore performed. As the hem of Christ's garment had communicated healing power to her who sought relief by the touch of faith. So on this occasion, garments were made the means of cure to all that believed. Disease departed from them, and evil spirit went out of them. Yet this miracle gave no encouragement to blind superstition. When Jesus felt the touch of the suffering woman, he exclaimed, "Virtue is gone out of me." So the scripture declares that the Lord wrought miracles by the hand of Paul, and that the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified and not the name of Paul. So we are just an humble instrument. And now people, when they dwell on the material, like the garment, but it is Christ who has the power. The manifestation of supernatural power which accompanied the apostles' work were calculated to make a deep impression upon it. A people given to sorcery and priding themselves upon their intercourse with invisible beings. The miracle of Paul were far more potent that had ever before witnessed in Ephesus, and were of such a character that they could not be imitated by skill of the juggler or the enchantments of the sorcerer. Like the time of Moses and Aaron, yeah, there are also magicians, but their snake was eaten up by the serpent from the staff of Moses. So this happened, same with Paul. Thus the Lord exalted his servant even in the estimation of the idolaters themselves, immeasurable above the most favored and powerful of the magicians. God was exalted in this event. But he to whom all the spirits of evil were subject and who had given his servant authority over them was about to bring still greater shame and defeat upon those who despise and profane his holy name. Sorcery had been prohibited in the Mosaic law on pain of death, yet from time to time it had been secretly practiced by apostate Jews. So it was prohibited for the Israelites or for the Jews, but some are still practicing this evil thing. At that time of Paul's visit to Ephesus, there were in city certain Jewish exorcists who, seeing the wonders wrought by him, claimed to possess equal power, believing that the name of Jesus acted as a charm. They determined to cast out evil by the same means which apostle had employed. So one is like, you know, profaning or the counterfeit. He is an exorcist. So we will learn about it next week, about what happened in this event or in this story. So praise the Lord, we will continue that next week. And before we have our question and answer, we shall be hearing a special song. Go now to our question and answer, and I would like to ask a few minutes from Sister Mindy so we can finish the questions. All right. First question. As was Paul's custom, when he went to a certain place to go to work, where did he usually start preaching? Is it in the Colosseum, letter A, B, synagogue of the Jews, or C, palace of the king? And you answered B. Let's check if it's letter B. Correct. The synagogue of the Jews. That's where he usually starts his preaching. Question number two. Good job. All right. That's my sticker for you. How many months did Paul continue to labor? Question number two. In the synagogue of the Jews at Ephesus. Is it 1 year? A, B, 6 months, or three? Or C, 3 months. Okay. Some answers B, some answers C. Let's check. The correct answer is 3 months. Letter C. That's okay. And here's my good job. Praise the Lord. Question number three. What was always the result of Paul's labor for his countrymen, the Jews? Is it A, favorable acceptance, B, persistent rejection of the gospel, C, violently oppose him, D, only A, or C, or E, both B and C? Answers here, they said letter E, and let's check. Yes, letter E. All right, very good. Number four. This was sufficient evidence that Paul ceased preaching. Sorry, the synagogue, the in synagogue of the Jews. True or false? Is this a sufficient evidence because of their continued rejection? So he sees preaching in synagogue. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Then, question number 5. Black was a magnificent place, but the most corrupt in the cities of Asia. Criminals of every grade found shelter and degrading vices flourished. So where is that place? A, Ephesus, B, synagogue, or C, temple? Wow, it's scary in this place, yeah? A lot of criminals and all vices. What is the correct answer? I see letter A. Let's check. Yes, correct. Letter A. Good job. Number 6. The city. All right. Oh. That is a bonus. That is a bonus. why it pop up first, the answer. Okay, that's a bonus. So the city of Ephesus was framed for the worship of the goddess Diana. All right, bonus points. Number 7. And good job for the answer. Number 7. The scripture declares that the Lord wrought blank by the hand of Paul, and that the name of Jesus was blank and not the name of Paul. A, flattery, humiliating. B, miracle, magnified. Or C, evil, condemned. All right, B is the answer from them, and that is correct. You are correct. Good job, letter B. And number 8. Question number 8. Sorcery had been prohibited in the Mosaic law on the pain of death. So that is the what? That is the discipline, or they have to be killed. Yet, from time to time, it had been secretly practiced by apostates. Yes or no? Alright, the correct answer is, let's see, they said answered yes, and that is, good job, bravo, yes, the correct answer. And for my last question, number 9. The manifestation of God's power through Paul was defeated by the enchantments of the sorcerer. Right or wrong? Okay? I see wrong. They said wrong. Let's check. Wrong, of course. The miracle of Paul were far more potent than had ever been witnessed in Ephesus, and were of such character that they could not be imitated by the skill of the juggler or the enchantments of the sorcerer. Good job. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you for learning with me today, and I praise the Lord for this, and I praise the Lord for all of you. May God bless us all. All right, so I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for the Ten Commandments. God bless us all. Love you all as well. Thank you.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful lesson, Sister Janiza. All right, so this Sabbath, we're going to have a lesson, and the title of this lesson is The Purpose and Meaning of the Ten Commandments. And it's going to be a two-part lesson because there's 24 questions, so we're going to go to question number 12, so we have time to go over our commandments in Exodus chapter 20. Brother Joe, if you want to please get us started. Before looking at the purpose and meaning of these 10 magnificent laws of love, it should be noted that there really is only one passage we need to know that demonstrates the unchanging, eternal nature of all the 10 commandments. Matthew 5:17 through 19 reads, "Think not that I am come to destroy the blank or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to blank. For verily I say unto you, till blank and blank pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall blank one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the blank in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called blank in the kingdom of heaven. Fill in the blanks. Okay, the first blank is law. The second blank is fulfill. The third blank is heaven. The fourth blank is earth. The fifth blank is break. And then the sixth blank is least. And the seventh blank is great. All right, praise the Lord. On to the next question. Those unfortunate Christians that have been led astray by the false preachers of this world have only one response to attempt to nullify this verse, which is that Jesus fulfilling the law brings an end to the law. There are several scriptures that use the same Greek word as what is translated fulfill in verse 17, and Matthew 3:15 is one example. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. If the fulfilling of the law brings an end to the law, then righteousness, obedience, joy, and other things, eternal in nature, are also gone. This, of course, is obviously not so. And so neither are the Ten Commandments abolished. Not only that, but who could ever think that Jesus was abolishing the law after instructing us that we should not only obey the law, but teach it as well? Put simply, unless Jesus is contradicting his word and heaven and earth are still here, then all Ten Commandments have to remain, including the Fourth Commandment. True or false? Very good. The answer is true. All right. Question number 3. In Matthew 5:17, what did Christ say he came to do about the law? Is it A, he came to destroy the law, B, he came to fulfill the law, or C, he came to change the law? Very good. The answer is B. He came to fulfill the law. Question number 4. In Matthew 5:18, what did Christ say would have to happen before the law is fulfilled? A, the heaven and earth must pass. B, the moon and the sun must pass. C, the water and the land must pass. Very good. The answer is A, the heaven and earth must pass. Question number 5. In Matthew 5:19, what did Christ say about those that break one of the least of the commandments and teach others to do so? Is it A, they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven? B, they will be called first in the kingdom of heaven? Or C, they will be called least in the kingdom of heaven? Very good. The answer is C, they will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Question number 6. What does being called least in the kingdom of heaven mean? Is it A, they will be in heaven but not called great? B, they will not be in heaven? C, they will be in heaven but without a crown and harp? Very good. The answer is B, they will not be in heaven. We know those that disobey will not be in heaven. Question number 7. In Matthew 5:19, what did Christ say about those that obey and teach the Ten Commandments? A, they will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. B, they will be called first in the kingdom of heaven. Or C, they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Very good. The answer is C, they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And we all pray that we're called great in the kingdom of heaven. All right, question number 8. Isaiah 42:21 says, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And in Isaiah 42:21, it proclaims the Lord will do what with the law? A, abolish the law. B, magnify the law and make it honorable. Or C, change the law. Very good. It's B, he will magnify the law and make it honorable. Guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, question number 9. Did Christ magnify the law and make it honorable? True or false? Yes, he did. The answer is true. Question number 10. Is Christ our example and are we to walk as he walked? True or false? Absolutely. We are to walk as he walked. He is our example. The answer is true. Question number 11. Did Christ disobey all of his father's 10 commandments? True or false? And the answer is false. All right. Question number 12. In the remainder of Matthew chapter 5, we see how Jesus has indeed magnified the law. We note the following in Matthew 5:19, from not only obeying the law, but teaching it also. True or false? Very good. The answer is true. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. And we'll finish up this lesson next Sabbath, so we can go through our Ten Commandments, because we didn't have time to go through them last Sabbath. So, all right, we're going to be taking out our Bibles and turning to Exodus chapter 20. So let me know when you're all ready. Exodus chapter 20. All right, everybody's getting ready. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a clue word, one word. I want you to look up that commandment and that the word is in and or what that word means for that commandment. And then I want the verse of the commandment, the number of the commandment, and what the commandment is. So you got three things you need to type, okay? The verse, the number of the commandment, and what the commandment is. Doesn't have to be in that order. All right, let's get started. Your first clue word is murder. What commandment has to do with murder? Everybody's getting their answers typed in. All right, that is commandment number 6. It's found in verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. And we know murder is the same as killing. All right. The next clue word is name. What commandment has to do with name? Everybody's getting their answers typed in. That is commandment number 3 and is found in verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right. On to the next one. Your clue word is image. What commandment has to do with the word image? And this is going to be verses. Waiting for everybody to get their answers typed in. And I'll go ahead and read it while everybody's getting their answers in, because it's a little bit long. Okay, that is commandment number 2. It's found in Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, on to the next one. Your clue word is lie. What commandment has to do with lie? Everybody's getting their answers in. Got people typing. All right, that is commandment number 9. And it's found in verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right. On to the next one. Your clue word is parents. What commandment has to do with parents? All right, that is commandment number 5. It's found in verse 12. And it reads, honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And that's the commandment with the promise of long life if we obey it. All right, the next one. Your clue word is lust. What commandment has to do with lust? Everybody's typing, getting their answers in. All right, that is commandment number 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery, verse 14. You guys are doing a great job, praise the Lord. All right, the next clue word is wanting. What commandment has to do with wanting? All right, very good. That is commandment number 10. And it is found in verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, on to the next one. Your clue word is hallowed. What commandment has to do with hallowed? And it's going to be verses. Very good. That is commandment number 4. It's found in verses 8 through 11. And I will read that commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. All right, your next word is gods, and that's with a lower G.
waiting for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. That is commandment number one. Found in verse 3. Thou shalt not speak to me. And that one, your keyword is rob. What commandment do you with? All right, very good. That is commandment number 8, found in verse 15, thou shalt not steal. And we know steal is the same word for rob. Somebody robs you, they're stealing from you, right? All right, you guys did a great job. And now we're going to go on to our verse that we were to memorize. And that was commandment number 5. So if you can start typing that commandment in the room from memory without looking at your Bibles. Start. And if you don't remember the whole verse, just do the best you can. We're all learning here how to memorize, so. Waiting for everybody to type their answers in. All right. We've got people still typing, so we'll wait a little bit. Okay, it is found in Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, you guys are doing better with memorizing. Praise the Lord. The next commandment for next Sabbath is commandment number 6. Now, you all should get that one 100% correct. That is a very short commandment to memorize, okay? I love the little, that's a little lightning bug. That's so cute. All right, you guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. I love you all. God bless, and have a wonderful and beautiful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.